22 car train. Toledo, Peoria, and Western was its name. One hot August night, had left the comfort of Peoria's depot lights. Twin engine steamers and the lead was 21. Engineer Sutherland would head that fateful run. Old number 13 was coupled right behind. Driving was McClintock, who was nearly running blind. Made several boarding calls. That eastbound train was rolling for Niagara Falls. One stop was El Paso. The 15 people boarding there would live to let us know just what had happened on that balmy summer night, and just what David Sutherland had seen in his headlight. While he and number 21 would live to roll again, McClintock and old 13 would meet a fiery end. Chatsworth, they could see something in the distance, glowing orange. What could it be? Something's burning down. We'll get a better look once we get outside this town. They kept on rolling closer, but still they couldn't see exactly what was burning or where that fire could be. It could be someone's farmhouse or hay barn burning down, or just a lowly brush fire burning grass upon the ground. David's jaw would drop. He saw that burning trestle, too late to make a stop. But his engine would jump that span, while McClintock's number 13 in the ditch below would slam. His death came instantly, the papers came to say, rolling over once as the trestle gave away. In the fire upside down, it finally came to rest near the town of Chatsworth, about 2 miles west. But that's not the final blow. 5 fully loaded coaches would follow him below. Their timbers snapped like straws into that ever hungry fire's gaping jaws. 81 people would lose their lives that night. It was now August 11th, just shortly past midnight. Another 170 were injured in that crash. The resulting litigations kept the railroad strapped for cash. Since then, passenger service on that railroad line would end. But the freighters kept rolling through until the final merger in 1982.